Yes, Bill.
John, can you tell us some stories or comments, actually all of you, about the early days of starting the center and some of Bob's comments about the future of the center?
All right, since it was addressed to me, I'll start. In the early days, which means the early 40s, of course, I presume most of you know about how Elizabeth found out about the property. Her father, actually, Mr. Chapin, who was for many years during his lifetime a very important figure in this whole area, and of course the store downtown still bears his name, and he was very important person in Myrtle Beach Farms and many things in the community, and he helped very much in developing the community. And of course, Baba had told Elizabeth and Narina when they came back from India in the early 40s that they should seek out a place that would be suitable for a retreat such as this has become. And it took a long time. They really went as far as California, looking around and in various parts of the United States. And finally, it dawned on Elizabeth that her father owned this property down here, and it would be suitable. And she came down. I did come down with her on more than one occasion, and she did talk with her father about the property. And actually, at that time, he deeded it over to her as her inheritance. And at that time, there was. And for many years afterward, there were 800 acres, which included 300 acres on the westerly side of the highway. And of course, that since has been sold off, so that now it's a 500-acre tract. And when we first came down, Narina would come down and a few others, John Bass, Phyllis, and Adele, and Frank Eaton, myself, and there would be some others from time to time. And there just wasn't anything here at all. It was used by the hunters for hunting, and then there was fishing here and so on. And the very first building that was put up is the cabin on the hill. And then John Bass had a prefab sent down, which is the lake cabin, and that has been enlarged a great deal since then. And as it was around the war years, it was difficult to get wood. And Elizabeth was lucky to get prefab surplus cabins from the Army. And that's what some of these cabins around here are, the near and far cabins, the lagoon cabin and some of the others. And little by little it did develop, but there was no main road in at all. We came in what was known then as the Old King's Highway. And it was a very... The spirit of it was very pioneering, and we knew that Baba was with us in spirit, and it was really very exhilarating and thrilling to be here and to see it begin to develop and unfold a little at a time, and to know that Baba would be coming here eventually. Of course, Elizabeth and Narina were in constant communication with Baba in India about developments here, and these are the early stages. Little by little, things developed, like the big drainage ditch being put in to rid the place of many of the mosquitoes. There used to be big cypress ponds back up in there, which were breeding places for mosquitoes. And the old North Road was the first road going out to the main highway. Eventually, that was discarded, and the present road was put in. And of course, Baba's house wasn't built until around 1950-51, and it was ready, of course, when Baba came in 1952. Of course, one could spend a whole evening talking about it, but this is a brief thumbnail sketch of the early days. Anyone else want to make any comments? Well, yes, he wanted to actually right where it is, obviously. And he gave specific instructions on the thickness of the walls and many details that he wanted specifically taken care of. And he was very well pleased with it when he did come and see it, and was very happy here every time he was here. And I just like to use the word was, because I feel he is still here, and we feel his presence very strongly here.
I know he wanted it made of stone, because he wanted it to be very durable, but of course stone is prohibited down here, and I don't think you could even get it. So the next best durability was to have it made of brick, so that's how it came to be a brick. And yes,
in the last, let me see, how long have I been here? 12 or 13 years. I think the interesting thing about the center is that it seems to me to be exactly the same as it was when we came and built our house here 12 or 13 years ago. And yet I would estimate that there might be as many, the number of buildings on the center has possibly doubled in that time. The library wasn't even here. The library was built shortly after we built our house. But somehow the center remains. We were talking about this earlier today in the kitchen. The center seems to remain exactly the same, and I feel that that's the way Baba wanted it, for the center to remain the same, even though there are constant improvements being made, and some changes and additions.
And that, of course, was entirely due to Elizabeth. She'd done her very best, always saying, I want it to be left as near as it possibly could be, as it was when Baba was here. And he asked that it should be, too. He said, I'd like to feel that the cabin's not had... In his own house, he asked that the furniture shouldn't be moved, so that when people came a second and a third time, they wouldn't be saying, oh, but this isn't what it was like when Baba was here. Mm-hmm. So the lagoon cabin and Baba's house have remained, and the guest house have remained as they were when Baba was here. The barn, too, yeah.